out. Yeah. There's something about the idea of following away and being to study the self. You know, that as we're practicing, whether we're practicing on cushions or ethical practice, devotional practice, we really get to know ourselves. There is that intimacy with ourselves. As we practice, you know, obviously meditation, if we're sitting still, then there's not anything going on except what's arising in our experience, then we really get to know ourselves really well. But as has been a theme on the retreat, that sense that actually we're not separate from the world, we're not separate from reality, we're manifesting, arising as part of reality. So if we pay attention to what's arising in our own experience, and we have that dharmic perspective, then we are aligning ourselves with the way things are, with reality. Yeah, I thought it was also interesting, Paramananda today saying that he's not sure about that stock, well, the usual way that insight is described as seeing things as they really are. And how, when you say seeing things, it sort of gets that separation, that sense that you're separate from what you're seeing, and that he prefers like experiencing things as they really are, or being with things as they really are, and that sense of turning towards that we do when we're meditating, just sitting with our experience, turning towards, and if we do just see things with that mirror-like wisdom, just see what's there. We are aligning ourselves with reality. You know, we can experience insights into impermanence, into dukkha, through experiencing the impermanence of our body, the dukkha that we're experiencing at any given point. We can see that things are not fixed, because if we pay attention to our own experience on a physical level, on an energetic, emotional, mental level, the thoughts were changing all the time. You know, where is the self? Who are we? There's no something fixed. So all those teachings which you can seem like, oh, this is too advanced and I don't get it and just don't want to even engage with it, actually we can engage with on a very practical, very basic level, just by paying attention to our own experience. Yes, he was saying, he quoted that, as below, so above, or as above, so below, I think is the really one he goes, but the connection of the two being mirrored, and that image that's been recurring again and again of the tree and ourselves as a tree. Or ourselves just like a tree, because everything arising in the world, everything interconnected. He was talking about Indra's net, everything being reflected by, embodied by everything else. And then he got into a whole lot about quantum physics that completely lost me, but seemed very interesting. But yeah, coming back to actually, it's very simple. We're just sitting. And he talked about that iconic image of the Buddha, or the the Buddha under the Bodhi tree. You know, the image that most people have of Buddhism is a figure meditating under a tree. And that speaks to us on lots of levels, doesn't it? And I've certainly met people, at least a couple of people, who were like travelling on holidays, and they went to Thailand or they went to Japan or something, and they saw a figure of a Buddha meditating, and it had such a strong effect that they came back and they just wanted to find out about Buddhism, and that was their entry into the path. And I know for me, sometimes I just feel some rupas or tankas, they're so beautiful, they embody something, they communicate something that has just as much effect as if somebody actually gives me a teaching or I study something. There's something about being receptive, being open on the level of poetry, image, myth, symbol, that is very powerful for me. That sort of surrendering that comes with devotional practice, but also that cultivating of that quality of faith and shraddha. Any time we're doing devotional practice, whether we're saluting the three jewels, whether we're doing a puja, whether we're chanting a mantra, we're just sitting contemplating an image of the Buddha or a Bodhisattva, we're opening ourselves to something more than our everyday reality, but which is there all the time if we open to it. They're not separate. Nirvana and samsara are not separate. At least Padmasambhava says that. Lots of people say that. And I don't know, but I kind of think they probably know more than me. In terms of your own mind, as in the case with everyone, samsara and nirvana are inseparable. Nonetheless, because you persist in accepting and enduring attachments and aversions, you will continue to wander in samsara. That's a Padmasambhava quote. And we do have this way of splitting, don't we? That duality, which is how we experience the world, but we do also have those experiences when we go beyond it. And meditation is one of the contexts where that can happen. But yeah, I suppose there are two phrases that have stayed with me from Paramananda's talk, which I really loved, and just about the simplicity of practice, actually, and. He was saying we just need to abide with ourselves with a sense of care. I like that word, abiding with ourselves and with that sense of care. A sense of care to me is much more achievable than I need to develop all this loving kindness towards myself. I could just be with myself with a little bit more kindness or with a sense of care. That seems more achievable to me and will have an effect. And it's so simple, isn't it? Just sitting with ourselves with a sense of care. Abide with ourselves with a sense of care. It doesn't have to be sitting, it can be any point in our life, any context, any place we're in. We can just abide with ourselves with a sense of care. But he did talk more specifically about meditation, and we've talked quite a lot about this idea of the posture and, posture, and in meditation, we're expressing ourselves through the posture, through our body, and that sense he used that word gesture as well, didn't he? Quite a lot over the last few days, but certainly that whole thing about, well, there's a physical posture, physical attitude, there's also a mental, emotional, spiritual posture attitude that's going along at the same time, and we just need to be sitting there, opening, maintaining whatever posture we're in, whether it's lying down, whether it's sitting on a chair, sitting on cushions, whether it's standing, whether it's walking. But we want to still abide with ourselves with a sense of care and have that sense. Again, not of that necessarily that literal alignment, but there is that sort of sense of physical alignment that can happen in our posture, whatever it is. But also that sense of aligning ourselves with the world, aligning ourselves with reality, with the way things are. Not trying to resist our experience, not trying to resist the world, not taking dukkha, impermanence, personally and railing against it, but if we can keep that perspective that dharmic perspective and just be with, what is, whatever's arising around us, whatever's arising within us. That's the practice. So he said this phrase, which I really loved. We try to express our love for the world by sitting. Yeah, we try to express our love for the world by sitting. And that echoes so much. There are so many times when you're reading the Pali scriptures and the Buddha talks about how he meditates for the benefit of other beings, or he meditates out of compassion for the world. Yeah. We can get quite self-referential in our practice, and we can get quite doing it to achieve certain things. Use meditation almost like a tool. And there's nothing wrong with that, and certainly I've done that, and I found it's helped me to heal, it's helped me to grow and transform and develop more, whatever it is, creativity, more insight, more awareness. And sometimes I've sort of consciously been trying to do that, but there comes a point we just have to let go of all of that and just be with, be with reality in order to move from that sort of very egocentric, small experience of self to something bigger where we're connecting, interconnecting with others and the world and other realities. So that big mind, not the small mind. And I think that's something we can do in meditation, and it's certainly something we can do in devotional practice. In a way, I think anytime we're doing a puja, we're creating conditions to try and get into that bigger mind to make ourselves more like the Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas. That's our aspiration, even if we're not there yet. Anyway, that was just some thoughts. So let's have a period of just sitting, and we can try and express our love for the world as we sit, and we can also just abide with ourselves with a sense of care. So I'll ring a bowl at the beginning and then three at the end, and then we'll have a slight pause, and then we'll go into a sevenfold puja. And Ratnadeva is going to be doing the responses today, and he's also going to be doing a, well, leading us in a green Tara mantra after the worship section. And when we get to the Heart Sutra, he's going to just read the Heart Sutra. So don't, well, you can join in if you really want to, but I would suggest, why don't you just listen to it? Because it's so amazing. Such an amazing teaching, and quite often we just get used to doing it on automatic, and when we're all together doing a puja without always thinking about what all the words are or letting them sink in. And because the words are so actually in tune with the theme and the things we've been exploring on the retreat, and today, that reading from Dogen about trying to move away from the idea of attainment. Well, you've got all of that in the Heart Sutra, haven't you? It's basically telling us that the path doesn't exist. The noble, the Four Noble Truths don't exist. There's no, well, everything doesn't exist that we're trying to do in our practice, which I've always found really something that I really love about it. That there's that sort of paradox about what we're trying to do, but also that none of it exists anyway. So yeah, so Ratnadeva will read the Heart Sutra, so you can either listen to it or join in. Depending on time, I might do Padmasambhava, and hoping to do the closing mantras. So if you want to make an offering in your home or wherever you are, feel free to do it at any time, or particularly when we're doing a mantra, you might want to do that. Okay, so let's just take a couple of minutes to be quiet because I've been talking a lot. And then we'll have a period of just sitting. Just sitting. So just ending the meditation in your own way, giving yourself a gentle transition, and we'll start the puja in about 5 minutes. So if you need to move, stretch, whatever you need to do. Okay. Sorry, I thought I was muted then, but just playing about with bowls. Let's begin. Let's begin just by being quiet and still and open. Sevenfold Puja. Firstly, worship. With Mandharva, Blue Lotus, and Jasmine.
With Mandharva, Blue Lotus, and Jasmine.
With all flowers pleasing and fragrant.
With all flowers pleasing and fragrant.
And with garlands skillfully woven.
And with garlands skillfully woven.
I pay honor to the princes of the sages.
I pay honor to the princes of the sages.
So worthy of veneration.
So worthy of veneration.
I envelop them in clouds of incense.
I envelop them in clouds of incense,
Sweet and penetrating.
sweet and penetrating.
I make them offerings of food, hard and soft.
I make them offerings of food hard and soft,
And pleasing kinds of liquids to drink.
and pleasing kinds of liquid to drink.
I offer them lamps encrusted with jewels,
I offer them lamps encrusted with jewels,
festooned with golden lotus.
festooned with golden lotus.
On the paving, sprinkled with perfume.
On the paving, sprinkled with perfume.
I scatter handfuls of beautiful flowers.
I scatter handfuls of beautiful flowers. Tare ture swaha. Om tare tu 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 tare ture swaha. Om tare tu
Sare ture swaha. Om tare tutare 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 ture swaha.
Salutation. As many atoms as there are.
As many atoms as there are.
In the thousand million worlds.
In the thousand million worlds.
So many times I make reverent salutation.
So many times I make reverent salutation.
To all the Buddhas of the three eras.
To all the Buddhas of the three eras.
To the Siddharma.
To the Siddharma.
And to the excellent community.
And to the excellent community.
I pay homage to all the shrines.
I pay homage to all the shrines.
And places in which the Bodhisattvas have been.
And places in which the Bodhisattvas have been.
I make profound obeisance to the teachers.
I make profound obeisance to the teachers.
And those to whom respectful salutation is due.
And those to whom respectful salutation is due.
Going for refuge. This very day.
This very day.
I go for my refuge.
I go for my refuge.
To the powerful protectors.
To the powerful protectors.
Whose purpose is to guard the universe.
Whose purpose is to guard the universe.
The mighty conquerors who overcome suffering everywhere.
The mighty conquerors who overcome suffering everywhere.
Wholeheartedly also I take my refuge.
Wholeheartedly also I take my refuge.
In the Dharma they have ascertained.
In the Dharma they have ascertained.
Which is the abode of security.
Which is the abode of security.
Against the rounds of rebirth.
Against the rounds of rebirth.
Likewise in the host of bodhisattvas.
Likewise in the host of bodhisattvas.
I take my refuge.
I take my refuge.
Namo tassa.
Namo tassa.
Bhagavato arahato.
Bhagavato arahato.
Samma sambuddhassa.
Samma sambuddhassa.
Namo tassa.
Namo tassa.
Bhagavato arahato.
Bhagavato arahato.
Samma sambuddhassa.
Samma sambuddhassa.
Namo tassa.
Namo tassa.
Bhagavato arahato.
Bhagavato arahato.
Samma sambuddhassa.
Samma sambuddhassa.
Buddham saranam gacchami.
Buddham saranam gacchami.
Dhammam saranam gacchami.
Dhammam saranam gacchami.
Sanghang saranangachami.
Sanghang saranangachami.
Dujampi buddhang saranangachami.
Dujampi buddhang saranangachami.
Dujampi dhammang saranangachami.
Dujampi dhammang saranangachami.
Dujampi sanghang saranangachami.
Dujampi sanghang saranangachami.
Tatyampi buddhang saranangachami.
Tatyampi buddhang saranangachami.
Tatyampi dhammang saranangachami.
Tatyampi dhammang saranangachami.
Tatyampi sanghang saranangachami.
Tatyampi sanghang saranangachami.
Panatipata.
Panatipata.
Veremani.
Veremani.
Sikkhapadang.
Sikkhapadang.
Samadhiyami.
Samadhiyami.
Adinadana.
Adinadana.
Veremini.
Veremini.
Sikkhapadang.
Sikkhapadang.
Samadhiyami.
Samadhiyami.
Kamesu.
Kamesu.
Vichachara.
Vichachara.
Veremini.
Veremini.
Sikkhapadang.
Sikkhapadang.
Samadhiyami.
Samadhiyami.
Musavada.
Musavada.
Verimini.
Verimini.
Sikapadang.
Sikapadang.
Samadhiyami.
Samadhiyami.
Suramariya.
Suramariya.
Maja.
Maja.
Pamadatana.
Pamadatana.
Verimini.
Verimini.
Sikapadang.
Sikapadang.
Samadhiyami.
Samadhiyami.
Sadhu.
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 With deeds of loving kindness.
With deeds of loving kindness.
I purify my body.
I purify my body.
With open-handed generosity.
With open-handed generosity.
I purify my body.
I purify my body.
With stillness.
With stillness.
Simplicity.
Simplicity.
And contentment.
And contentment.
I purify my body.
I purify my body.
With truthful communication.
With truthful communication.
I purify my speech.
I purify my speech.
With mindfulness clear and radiant.
With mindfulness clear and radiant.
I purify my mind.
I purify my mind.
Confession of faults. The evil that I have heaped up.
The evil that I have heaped up.
Through my ignorance and foolishness.
Through my ignorance and foolishness.
Evil in the world of everyday experience.
Evil in the world of everyday experience.
As well as evil in understanding and intelligence.
As well as evil in understanding and intelligence.
All that I acknowledge to the protectors.
All that I acknowledge to the protectors.
Standing before them.
Standing before them.
With hands raised in reverence.
With hands raised in reverence.
And terrified of suffering.
And terrified of suffering.
I pay salutations again and again.
I pay salutations again and again.
May the leaders receive this kindly.
May the leaders receive this kindly.
Just as it is with its many faults.
Just as it is with its many faults.
What is not good, O protectors?
What is not good, O protectors?
I shall not do again.
I shall not do again.
Rejoicing in merit. I rejoice with delight.
I rejoice with delight.
In the good done by all beings.
In the good done by all beings.
Through which they obtain rest.
Through which they obtain rest.
With the end of suffering.
With the end of suffering.
May those who have suffered be happy.
May those who have suffered be happy.
I rejoice in the release of beings.
I rejoice in the release of beings.
From the sufferings of the rounds of existence.
From the sufferings of the rounds of existence.
I rejoice in the nature of the Bodhisattva.
I rejoice in the nature of the Bodhisattva.
And the Buddha.
And the Buddha.
who are protectors.
Who are protectors.
I rejoice in the arising of the will to enlightenment.
I rejoice in the arising of the will to enlightenment.
And the teaching.
And the teaching.
Those oceans that bring happiness to all beings.
Those oceans that bring happiness to all beings.
And are the abode of welfare of all beings.
And are the abode of welfare of all beings.
Entreaty and supplication. Saluting them with folded hands.
Saluting them with folded hands.
I entreat the Buddhas in all the quarters.
I entreat the Buddhas in all the quarters.
May they make shine the lamp of the Dharma.
May they make shine the lamp of the Dharma.
For those wandering in the suffering of delusion.
For those wandering in the suffering of delusion.
With hands folded in reverence.
With hands folded in reverence.
I implore the conquerors desiring to enter Nirvana.
I implore the conquerors desiring to enter Nirvana.
May they remain here for endless ages.
May they remain here for endless ages.
So that life in this world does not grow dark.
So that life in this world does not grow dark. The Heart Sutra. The Bodhisattva of compassion, when he meditated deeply, saw the emptiness of all five skandhas and sundered the bonds that caused him suffering. Here then, form is no other than emptiness. Emptiness no other than form. Form is only emptiness. Emptiness only form. Feeling, thought, and choice, consciousness itself, are the same as this. All things are by nature void. They are not born or destroyed, nor are they stained or pure, nor do they wax or wane. So in emptiness, no form, no feeling, thought, or choice, nor is there consciousness. No eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, mind, no colour, sound, smell, taste, touch, or what the mind takes hold of, nor even act of sensing. No ignorance or end of it, nor all that comes of ignorance, no withering, no death, no end of them. Nor is there pain, or cause of pain, or cease in pain, or noble path to lead from pain, not even wisdom to attain. Attainment too is emptiness. So know that the Bodhisattva, holding to nothing whatever, but dwelling in prajna wisdom, is freed of delusive hindrance, rid of the fear bred by it, and reaches clearest nirvana. All Buddhas of past and present, Buddhas of future time, using this prajna wisdom, come to full and perfect vision. Hear then the great Dharani, the radiant, peerless mantra, the prajna paramita, whose words allay all pain. Hear and believe its truth. Gati, gati, parigati, parasangati, bodhisvaha. Gati, gati, parigati, parasangati, bodhisvaha. Gati, gati, Parigati, Parasangati, Bodhiswaha.
Transference of merit and self-surrender. May the merit gained in my acting thus go to the alleviation of the suffering of all beings. My personalities throughout my existences. My possessions. And my merit in all three ways. I give up without regard to myself. For the benefit of all beings. Just as the earth and other elements
are serviceable in many ways
to the infinite number of beings
inhabiting limitless space,
so may I become that which maintains all beings situated throughout space so long as all have not attained to peace.
Jitsan Guru Padma Siddhi Hum Om Mahum Jitsan Guru Padma Siddhi Hum Om Mahum Jetson 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 Guru Padma Siddhi Hum Om Om Jetsan Guru Padma Siddhi Om Om Jetsan Guru Padma Siddhi Om Om Jetsan Guru Padma Siddhi Om. Om Mani Padme Hum.
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 Om Arapajanadhi.
Om Arapajanadhi.
Om Arapajanadhi.
Om Arapajanadhi.
Om Arapajanadhi.
Om Arapajanadhi.
Om Vajrapani Hum.
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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Swaha.
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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Swaha.
Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Swaha.
Om Mami Deva Ri.
Om Mami Deva Ri.
Om Mami Deva Ri.
Om Mami Deva Ri.
Om Mami Deva Hri.
Om Mami Deva Hri.
Om Muni Muni Mahamuni Shakyamuni Swaha.
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 Om Mahum Vajraguru Padma Siddhi Hum.
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 Om mahung Vajra Guru Padma Siddhi Hum.
Om mahung Vajra Guru Padma Siddhi Hum.
Gate gate paragate parasangate bodhiswaha.
Gati gati parigati parasangati bodhiswaha.
Gati gati parigati parasangati bodhiswaha.
Gati gati parigati Arisangati Bodhiswaha.
Gate gate paragate parasangate Bodhiswaha.
Gate gate paragate parasangate Bodhiswaha.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
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 So we'll end there tonight. Thank you all very much for coming and joining with the puja. And a very big thank you to Ratnadeva for doing the responses, for doing that great Tara mantra with his Shruti box, and also that beautiful reading of the Heart Sutra. So tomorrow we'll be back at 9 a.m. and I'll be giving a talk and leading some practice. the afternoon session, there will still be the option of groups at 3:30, but at 4 o'clock, we'll just have an hour of practice. We won't do Q&A. Yeah. And then come back here for 7:30 for some meditation and devotional practice.